Colin McShane joins us now, the anchor over at News Nation. You can watch him on, Comcast Channel 223 from 2 to 5. Connell, you were live on the air when that helicopter crash came in, when the footage came in, right?
Yeah, we were. We had just entered into our first hour when we heard about it. I think the first call came into the fire department at 3:17 Eastern, which would be, 2:17 your time. So, yeah, we heard about it a short time later, and there were some cameras over there that were able to give us a shot of the water, and then we went from there. Boy, what a terrible story. I mean, just looking at the pictures even this morning of this poor family from Spain, an executive, I guess, here on business, is the rest of his family, little kids, three little kids and his wife, they came to visit. I think they were celebrating one of the children's birthdays, and they wanted to go up for this sightseeing helicopter ride like so many people do in Manhattan, and just an absolute disaster. It's heartbreaking, really. And it was we had to watch it in real time, which can be tough, and try to stick to the information which we were getting, which at first, as usual, wasn't very much.
What did you think when you first saw the video of that thing fall out of the sky?
Yeah, like everybody else, I mean, I was just taken aback by that. It was interesting. We had this witness call in. She was in Jersey City on the other side of the Hudson River. And it turns out the chopper did go down closer to the Jersey side near Hoboken. And she had just gotten out of the store. I don't think it was Target or one of the stores she was shopping, and happened to glance up. And she saw, she was trying to describe, because we hadn't seen it yet, what had happened. She says, "I just saw this big object come crashing down really, really fast. And it seemed like there was something else behind it." And she didn't know it was a helicopter at the time. So someone told her later. And then that guy posted the video that most of us have seen now on social media. And once we, got permission to use it and realized that it was real, actual video, and we showed it on our air, I saw it the first time live when it was playing. And I was, it was just, I was taken aback by the fact by how fast it was, and just thinking of the people as that chopper hit the ground, or the thoughts that may have been flashing through their head, or how quickly must have come about. Just awful.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? As evidence of how many cameras and phones are pointed everywhere at all times, some of these bizarre, you'd never believe you'd see it crashes. The plane that skidded upside down, there was video of that. This thing, why was somebody randomly videoing that part of the sky? There is that. It's amazing that they were able to capture that.
It's one of the things we talked about briefly yesterday as part of our coverage, is that, people, there's been this back and forth. And I think, at least in recent months, it does seem like there's been a spike in these terrible incidents related to air travel, whether it's helicopters or planes. And we had the wings clipped with some congressmen on the plane. Everybody ended up being okay there in Washington yesterday. And I think there was a small plane that crashed this morning I saw crossing on the news wires. So these incidents seem like they're happening more often. But one of the things we discussed is, while that may be true, the other thing is we're finding out about them, to your point, in real time, all the time. So, here in New York, before cell phones, of course, we wouldn't have as many cameras. But even since cell phones, we have more cameras. And now with security camera footage, which this city has invested a lot of money in, just about everything that happens in the city is seen on camera. But even in smaller towns across the country and across the world, like you said, everybody's got a phone, or and all the CCTV cameras that have been put in place, you almost see everything. So I think it leads to, even though we've seen a spike in some of these incidents, a perception that there's even more of them than there are, because we see them all.
Earlier this week, money was fleeing the U.S. bond market. Yep. And while the market was down, the bonds had been holding steady. But then that might have been the sort of prelude to an economic nuclear winter. And that's when maybe the administration blinked. And then later on, they came out and they said that this was the plan all along. And evidently, that bond crisis was just a coincidence. How have you all been reporting on that? And what should we know about that right now?
Well, I think it's pretty much confirmed that the bond market is the reason that the president, to use your term, blinked, or, pulled back on his tariffs and put the 90-day pause in effect. And the reason I say that is because he did. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, and others said something different, to your point earlier in the day, and said, oh, no, it wasn't that. I don't know how much it matters what the reason was, but the president sometimes, you know, everybody gets on him for how much, you know, is he telling the truth? And, you know, obviously sometimes he's not, or he's exaggerating. But in that case, he came out in the at the White House and said, yeah, the bond, I was watching that bond market. It can be pretty tricky. People were freaking out. I think he said they were getting a little, quote unquote, yippy. So yeah. He was watching it, and he should be watching it again today. I mean, the thing about the bond market, and, you know, my time covering financial news, which is been actually most of my career, I guess, is that the bond market is double the size of the stock market. It's far more important to the real economy because it's how the real economy works. Companies borrow money to make payroll. Countries borrow money to finance their debt and deficits. So the 10-year treasury, which is our benchmark that we look at, the interest rate on that is now over 4.5% again today. And the 30-year bond, the long bond, is up close to 5. It's at 4.90 or so. So, I mean, this is still a problem because if people lose confidence in the United States or countries lose confidence in the United States, they can sell our debt. And usually when there's a sign that the economy is slowing, the opposite should be happening. Should be buying our debt as a safe haven, and interest rates would be moving lower. So I think this is far more concerning than the stock market big picture. Mm-hmm. Stock market's mm-hmm. a problem for individual investors, but this is a big deal.
Is the problem today then the lingering trade war with China? Because we've paused all but 10% to tariffs on the rest of the world. This must be about China now, huh?
Yeah, mostly. I mean, the other thing is, though, we did, even though we've paused and gone back to a 10% baseline rate, that's still, you know, historically speaking, we still have high tariff rates, highest we've had, I guess, going back for generations. So because we, when you put it all together, so they're still high. It's just not as high as those ridiculous numbers that had come out that, you know, people were questioning the formula they came up with that they backed off of. And China right now, you know, we have billions and billions of dollars of trade back and forth between China, which will be all but frozen until this gets figured out, if it gets figured out, because it doesn't really matter now if they go to 120, 150,
absolutely.
500%.
After
that, at a level where it's going to restrict trade. So, yeah, it's China.
You could make it 1,000%.
Right.
Either way, you've frozen trade essentially. And it leads me to this question. I don't know if you have an answer to it. Who has more to lose here? Because we buy a lot more of their stuff than they buy of ours. This sucks if you're a soybean farmer in Illinois. But it would seem to me like they really want our market. And it would seem like they have every bit as much to lose as we do.
They have more to lose than we do. But the problem is, it's not a zero-sum game. And I think that's the issue the president gets into, is treating it as such or describing it as such in public, saying, oh, they have a deficit and we have to, or we have a deficit and they have a surplus and we have to make that even somehow. Not necessarily, because, you know, all that means is we're importing, to your point, more than we're exporting. And sometimes that's a good thing. With China, it's gotten to a point where it's probably not a good thing. And we should work on narrowing it. Whether this is the way to do it is debatable. And it's going to be painful for both. So, yeah, they have more to lose than us, I would think, but we both will lose something because it's not zero sum.
Colin McShane is the anchor over at News Nation. Watch him this afternoon from 2 to 5 on Comcast 223, DirecTV, and you're also on The Dish as well. Okay, we'll talk next week. Thanks a lot, Colin.
Okay, thanks, John.